Dear Jesus, please strengthen us with infusions of faith that we might fight this battle to the end and bring forth the sweet fruit of abiding in the vine. Amen. Jesus began, "Stand firm in me." Many of you are beginning to see forward movement and breakthroughs in your life. Now you must hold fast to them and stand firm. As always, any movement I make in your lives is countered by the enemy. I give, he tries to take. What can cause you to lose the ground you've been given by steady work and perseverance? Unbelief, laziness, judgment, and pride. By the way, pride always precedes judgment. When you look upon others and find fault with them, you open the door for opposition in varying degrees. If you're highly critical and without charity, you will encounter rough winds dead ahead. If you're slightly critical and catch it, repenting immediately, you will immediately close the door. In any case, it is a sense of superiority that even suggests you should find fault with another soul. You have no idea the obstacles they must overcome every day. Only I know that. And to think that you're qualified to judge, it's the fatal poison of pride. Laziness quits prematurely and takes its ease with consolations, food, surfing the internet, whatever else is a pleasant distraction. I'm not talking about a legitimate break here. I'm talking about the attitude. Well, I worked hard and I can take it easy now. Saying that while you still have the energy and alertness to work is laziness. And last but truly the worst, unbelief. Unbelief is continually suggested to souls by the demons. It's their favorite and most effective weapon these days of supernatural increase. Unbelief says, well, I'm doing my best, that I'm not seeing improvement. Lord, are you sure this is what you want me to do? One of the greatest rules of discernment is to discern when you are not being affected by fatigue, distractions, emotional ups and downs, or a recent setback. The devils wait for you to have a setback of some kind, then they pounce on your resolve to obey me and keep going. So when you discern a direction, you do not change course because you've taken the time to know my will. Opposition will come, but you will not change course. This is a very important rule of discernment. Wow, Lord, I'm guilty of all of these things. But this last one, wow, it's what I'm struggling with daily. Yes, that's why I told you to stay out of the world. And given your circumstances with having to move your office, you've done well, my love. At every free moment, I've been at the altar just loving on him in the midst of those distractions. Last night, I couldn't wait to get to him. It must have been 10 p.m. and came to the altar to have a little communion service. His presence was so sweet, I couldn't think straight. I had music on, and all of a sudden I saw us clearly dancing on a ballroom floor to a waltz full of energy. I looked at us with wonder and thought, where is that energy coming from? I feel like a stale pancake. Then I entered into the spiritual vision happening in real time, and Jesus quipped, I've been waiting for you all night. You got here just in time. The orchestra was going to pack up and go home. We laughed together. But he just wouldn't turn me loose. Slow songs came on, and I entered into that deeply intimate and quiet place within his holy arms and heart as I laid my head upon his heart. So sweet, so very, very calming, healing, and sweet. I would look up at him from time to time. And his expression was one of pure bliss. Can you imagine it? God enters a blissful state in our presence? Who has ever heard of such a thing? We're supposed to be in bliss in his presence, but he in ours? That's way beyond my reckoning. And I'm still struggling with music and realize the bottom line of my struggle is not inability, but unbelief. This is how the Lord convicted me. Carol pulled up a rhema of an Orthodox saint, That is the picture that's in our Rhema files on the website of Father Nikolai. His icon exudes fragrant oil, a manifestation of the Spirit of God that happens frequently in Orthodox and Catholic circles. Of course, I've been criticized for putting pictures of the saints in the Rhemas, but this is how it works. Carol decided to research him a bit and found that he said the most dangerous sin to a soul is unbelief. When she told me that, it hit me square in the face. And I forgot to mention, Father Nikolai's Rhema has come up twice this week, and that's besides Carol. And I thought, wow, what is in that that I need to pay attention to? So the most dangerous sin to a soul is unbelief. I thought it would be pride. But in his experience as an elder and monastic prayer warrior, he saw something different. You know, and if you analyze it, unbelief can be traced back to pride because a person thinks they know better than God, so they don't believe God. That's when I realized my problem with music is not a lack of skill. I compare myself with other artists. That's our number one mistake. I take my eyes off Jesus, and I reason, number two mistake. How much can I do in my late life, after all? Besides, look at all the obstacles. My health, taking care of my husband, the teachings on the channel, correspondence, which if you've known me for very long, I'm shamefully poor at, and then write, play, and compose music and sing. So the enemy convinces me that I cannot obey God. He must have made a mistake somewhere when he said I could do it. Then I start questioning him. Why, Lord? Why me? You have so many wonderful artists, and you still are calling me to this? That's unbelief, guys, in big, bold letters. Unbelief. But now let's look at how kind the Lord Jesus is. This is so amazing. This is what he said to me, just out of the blue. The chorus to Julie True's song about examining our hearts was playing in the background. Shine your light on my heart. Shine your light on my heart. And I saw a treasure chest with gold coins overflowing in my heart. I heard fire-tried gold, and Jesus spoke to me. Fire-tried gold, your teachings are by far your greatest contribution to my kingdom, at least at this time. They are backed not by knowledge, but love and experience being immersed in your own fires of purification. He continued, I don't want you to be without consolation that you've accomplished something for me. And I was really grieving at this point because I feel like such a failure at making time for this most important gift. He continued, Some things, Claire, you cannot avoid. I just want you to know that your life so far has not been in vain, and you have helped so many souls go through the refining fires and still cleave to me. That's why you saw the treasure chest in your heart overflowing with fire-tried gold coins, shining and bright, glowing and golden. Doesn't that make you feel better? It does, I replied with tears of joy. It does. He continued, You will be settled in soon and enjoy more time for messages and music. Don't sweat the small stuff. This is just a temporary bump in the road, and we're passing it by soon. Please don't upbraid yourself for using this time. There was no other way. Wow, how kind is this Savior of ours who so tenderly comforts us when we feel we've been failing. But still, what Father Nikolai was quoted as saying continued to nag at my conscience, and I began to pray for an increase in faith. Please, dear ones, I know what Jesus is saying. I know I can do it if I'm willing. Please pray for that. Please pray that I will believe with all my heart, and my actions will mirror that faith. That's the weakest part of me right now. I need more faith. I've been up against greater obstacles than this in my life, and this is what saved me. I heard the Lord clearly. He confirmed it over and over again. My covering confirmed it. So I stood in faith against every naysayer, every attempt of the Satanist to stop me, and every flimsy human excuse. And what was told to me by the Lord was accomplished. And this channel is only one example. By the way, for those of you who don't think I should capitalize Satan's name, I do this because it's a heresy that Satan doesn't exist, that there's no personal devil. And that's one of his most successful ploys, is to convince people there is no devil. There is a real person who is the devil. He's a fallen angel, and he has a name. That's why I capitalize it. Moving on, the Lord continued, "Yes, my dearest, I said stand firm. Stand in faith. Do not allow your resolve to be undermined by anything. When you come to the keyboard and flounder, know that you have an enemy assignment to make you fail. Truly, over your left shoulder, this reproachable spirit is taunting you. Look how slow you are. You'll never get that melody down. You don't have the experience to do different things with those chords, nor the coordination, and least of all the talent. Put it up. Why be a failure in front of your audience? Just give them an excuse. Tell them you have to concentrate on the Word, on the Bible right now, and you're taking a break. They'll forget all about your music, and you'll look good in the process." Disgusting creature. Those are just some of the lies that are being shot into your head with poison tips. My defense is that Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Go back to the pit, you unclean spirit. He continued, "Claire, I keep waiting for you to uphold my honor. I wait for you to take these gross losers by the horns and fling them into the pit. I wait and wait and wait. Aren't you aware you're being poisoned all day, all night, and especially when you want to play? Can't you feel it?" Wow, guys, I feel something, and it is disgusting. I hate it. He continued, "Do you know what they're doing? They're accusing me of being a liar, incompetent, too weak to finish the good work I've begun in you, and I'm waiting for you to defend my honor. It hurts me when you don't believe." Yes, unbelief is terribly dangerous, and it's why most never live the life I intended for them, even though I gave them words and confirmations. You see, motivation lies in knowing you can do it. So when your underlying thought is, "I will always be a failure," your will gives out, and you can't work from the fire in your soul, the longing, the interior gifts, because you don't believe in yourself with my empowerment. So you allow distractions to eat your time and make excuses. Other times in your life that I gave you something to do, you were on fire and persevered no matter who said what. You were younger and stronger and pursued things very energetically. You've fallen for the lie that you can't do it now because you're older and don't have the same strength. Well, that may be true, but it's not by your power, your might, your own steam that you can do this. It's by my power and anointing. So your problem is unbelief in me. How long will you allow this to snag you? Sure, they'll lie to you and tell you, "Oh, in heaven you'll play perfectly. Why are you struggling like this down here? Just give it up until heaven." Do you know why they say these things? They hate you. They hate what you stand for, and they can't stand your message. And worse yet, you are given beautiful melodies, so the words will stick in a soul's ear and bring them continuing consolation. That's why. You won't do that in heaven. That has to be done down here, and they hate you for consoling souls and strengthening their faith. So I'm waiting for all of you, my brides, to stand firm against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's Ephesians 6:12. You are all under continual attack, Jesus continued. The greater your gift is going to impact the kingdom of darkness, the harder they will fight you with poison-tipped arrows. And they have your number. They know where you stand and where you fall. So you cannot stand on your own. You must stand in me. They will never overcome me. But together we'll keep on going without a flinch. let alone a wishful look back behind the plow. I'm here for you, my brides. Rest assured you are not doing anything in your own ability or power. I'm defending you every step of the way. But where is your defense of me? How many of you faced off the devils and upbraided them for lying about me? Because that's what it boils down to. You can't do it because God can't do it. Don't let them get away with that. Turn on them and rebuke them. Please uphold my honor. It is, as I have said before, your sword, the word of truth in one hand, your gift in the other. I am sending out angels even now as we speak to defend you against these attacks, and my spirit will impart a greater zeal in you to protect my honor. Do so with great dignity and resolve. I am counting on you.